And we're very... And we're back with a very special episode of Good Take, Bad Take. I'm your host, Brandon Chapman, and I'm joined by Thomas Aaron today, who is a baseball aficionado, loves baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And Thomas, what is better when it comes to baseball than a good sunflower seed?
Just about nothing. I mean, you know, you can enjoy sunflower seeds as a player, as a coach, as a fan. Maybe umpires are chewing seeds. I don't know. I've never been behind the dish like that, but... I mean, seeds really are a staple of America's pastime.
Unless, of course, you have the gorgeous field turf, which is amazing for so many things, and then you can't spit seeds out on the field.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
It's tough.
You know what I mean?
That's tough.
That's really rough. So let me tell you, I've coached Little League for years. You can see up here on the wall all the different years that I've coached Little League. I mean, it's going... across the whole room, right?
Yeah.
My oldest son, when he started T-ball, I started coaching him. And then I've had four boys, and my oldest is now in college. So if you can figure out how long that is, it's quite a while, actually, that I've been coaching my kids. First day of every practice, I teach them something called Courage to Care, which is about being leaders. But then I teach them two of the most important things you could possibly imagine. Number one is how to do a good snot rocket. Okay, that's very, very important.
Okay.
Because, I mean, honestly, like, their kids and their noses are running and stuff.
Right.
It's first day of practice. They're out there. It's disgusting.
Cold.
I don't want to see it. So I teach them how to do it so it's not, like, all over them.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is I teach them how to pound seeds, like good seeds. But the key is good seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I teach them right away that some kind of seeds are no good. So I'm going to play this real quick. We're going to insert this, this clip. And this is a clip of three of my little leaguers and the things that they learned in baseball. And you'll hear what one of them says about Chinook seeds and then also about David's seed. Okay. Three things that we've learned this year in baseball. Number one, when you get hit by a ball.
It hurts so good.
It does hurt so good, doesn't it? Number two.
A cow died for this minute. Use it wisely.
Yeah, do not let it go in vain. That's right. And number three.
Chinook seeds are the superior seed.
They are the superior seed. And David's are?
Trash.
Yeah, love it, guys. All right, let's go play. Woo, Saturday practice, baby. So, what did you think about that? Even a little leaguer knows David is trash.
I know. It's great.
Trash.
Teaching them young. You know, David was, I think, just like...
That
every
was the seed
other.
I remember
yeah.
growing up. I'm
yeah.
a little older.
Yep.
David was like the official seed of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
My dad used to get David seed because you could find him at any gas uh-huh. station, grocery store.
Right.
And that's what I thought was a good seed.
Right. I mean, they're not bad for a surface level seed, you know. But
no, they are
not.
Bad.
Do you say they are bad?
There's only one seed that I feel is worse than David. It's Frito-Lay. Okay, the Frito-Lay seeds splinter really
yeah.
badly.
Yeah.
Like they just, the shell is terrible. They're garbage.
Yeah. I don't like how David is flat either. Their seeds are just really flat. And I like Spitz more than David because Spitz is a little
yeah.
girthy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose they're a little chunky, but they're not big though.
Right. They're not big.
Right. So bigs are a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like giants. Like okay. I've got no problem with Spitz or bigs, giants, whatever.
Okay.
There are certain ones that I tend to like. I like Spitz's black pepper seeds. Like
really
I really like them.
I think they have a great dill pickle as well.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to play one more for you because the kids, once they start learning about Chinook seeds, they love them. So here's me post game after a game.
I know you're going, what's behind coach's back? Hey, we're gonna talk about the game, but I brought you a few goodies tonight.
Yeah,
I know. Look,
yeah.
We got cookies.
Yeah.
Wait for it. I got candy bars.
Yeah.
And a box of Chinook seeds.
Yeah.
So that's them dogpiling on each other with utter ebullience, which is a zestful
wow.
enthusiasticness.
Wow.
Enthusiastic. Yeah. Zestfully enthusiastic. Ebullience. There's your word of the day. Okay, so Chinook seed. So you're like, okay, well, are you a Chinook fanboy? Yes, I am. I am a Chinook seed fanboy. Okay, it is a wonderful seed. And I feel like I have to spread the word. I'm an unofficial ambassador. I build myself as such. But I'm also kind of like it's important to do a little Chinook seed proselytizing. Like when you find something you like, you want to share it with others.
Right. And
so at college baseball games, whenever I go to a college baseball game, I always have one of the packs of seeds. Like, I like big bags of seeds, and you just got a big case of them.
Yeah.
But I do those single packs because I find that one little single, like, pack is good enough for a game. It's, what is it, 2.5 ounces or something? Like, that tends to do well for that game. And I always bring a second one, random flavor, whatever it may be, and I always give it to somebody. Give them a thing. I usually take a picture now, and I share it online because I want to have people also buy off on this. Now, I need to say in full disclosure, okay, that one of the co-founders of Chinook Seeds is a buddy of mine who was on the minor league baseball team that I broadcasted for.
Cool.
So I really wanted to help him early on, but honestly, the Chinook Seeds are great. So I want to throw out a couple facts. So if you hand me one of those bags of seeds, because you got this whole case. So these are just the facts, and then I'm going to do something that blows your mind. Okay. So sodium, 180 milligrams, 8% daily allowance on Chinook seeds. A lot of the David seed, you'll get to them, like 1,000% of your daily allowance. It depends on the flavor. But less salt, so you don't get the sandpaper tongue. They're gluten-free. They're non-GMO. No MSG ever. You can find them on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, X, I guess as it's called now, at Chinook Seedery, and they use the hashtag best seeds ever if you ever want to look something up. Now, this one's going to blow your mind. Professional and Collegiate Dietitians Association. Professional and Collegiate Athletic Dietitians Association. Chinook Seeds are the only one that's endorsed or approved by that association. Wow. Because they're healthy. They're really healthy seed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, so why are we talking about this on Good Take, Bad Take? We do have an article, Chinook Seedery Review, The Best Seeds You've Never Heard Of, by Bat Digest. This was from January of this year. And timing-wise, obviously we're doing that right now because, hey, we're in baseball now. We're in spring training. College baseball has started. We're spitting seeds. We're pounding seeds. And you've got your case. I got two cases.
Oh, yeah. We're ready.
I have to get twice as many because I give out, you know.
Sure.
So there is no name like a lot of the ones. This is not a byline thing. It just says by Bat Digest. Running a baseball and softball bat site brings with it a few perks, not the least of which is speaking with ancillary baseball products. Chinook Seeds is one of our more recent finds. They make, as you guess, large sunflower seeds and a handful of unique flavors. They hooked us up with a few bags, and we've been pounding them ever since. Here's a little ditty on our experience and favorites. I wish, since they said a little ditty, I wish they would have actually done something where I could hear them singing. But here are some of the flavors that exist. Parmesan and pepper. Hatch green chili. Well, it says Hatch green chili, and that's what I remember when they first rolled this out. But they just have it branded as Hatch chili. Cinnamon toast, dill pickle, smokehouse barbecue, and they also have the lemon pepper one that just rolled out last year.
Is that a new flavor?
Of like last year.
Okay. Is that what was replaced with the pink Himalayan salt and vinegar?
They're going to roll this. This is, I think, a permanent addition. And this one is kind of like your NIL deals or something, your endorsement deals. This one actually has
Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr. Absolutely. So he is one of the faces of Chinook Seedery.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have some NIL deals with some college athletes, which is kind of neat. There are a couple that are not on this, which surprised me because this is a little older than January of 2024, but they have the the ranch, jalapeno ranch, which you ended up getting and tried that out. So, So they have they did what they called a goodness rating on a scale of 5. And they do have original. I will tell you, I don't really like the original, but I don't like any of the originals.
Right. It's like an original Lay's chip.
Which my wife loves.
Ugh.
She'd probably be all about the original seeds. Do I strike you as an original guy? I'm a little more eclectic.
In the best way, no.
Than original.
Don't.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then they said there are 6 types of sunflower seed, and they don't mention the jalapeno ranch.
Is it a new one, or did they just not get their hands
on it? They did it last year, so.
Okay.
Maybe they got these last year and they didn't write about it until January.
Sure.
But no, I mean, I had jalapeno ranch last year, so.
Okay.
And again, the lemon pepper one.
Yeah.
Wait, is it lemon pepper or lemon and pepper? What does it say?
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper. Yeah. Okay. It says they snacked on copious amounts. Okay. In terms of what we liked most, the order goes like this. Parmesan and pepper is our favorite. These may be the best sunflower seed we have ever had, which is a real statement to make. They say smokehouse barbecue seeds are also really good. Originals probably come in third, although original seed lovers will feel at home with these. Okay. Hatch green chili are very good too. Cinnamon toast, we're not our favorite, but we found ourselves eating them nonetheless. The jury's still out on dill pickle because we have yet to try them, but we suspect we would like them a lot. So that was one of the things that was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you haven't tried dill pickle, then this doesn't really hold weight in terms of it's just because we hadn't tried it. That's why we didn't mention the jalapeno ranch.
Right.
Or the lemon pepper. But mm-hmm. Anyway, so brass tacks here. Parmesan and pepper. It says they're not just our favorite of the entire Chinook Cedar line, but maybe our favorite seeds ever. We submit we know what we're talking about as we have destroyed pounds and pounds of seeds in our day. I never really destroyed seeds. I pounded seeds, actually. And they use destroy as the verb and then pounds and pounds of seeds. And the parmesan and pepper are easily on the top shelf of our seed need pile. What do you think? So you started to finally do some of these. You got a little parmesan and pepper in the little single pack that's on the other side of the box.
Right,
there. There it is.
I have had some of those. Those are, I mean, the statement that they say, you know, these guys are professional seed eaters, it seems like.
Pretty much, yeah.
And, I mean, the claim of these are not just our favorite in the Chinook line, but maybe our favorite seeds ever. I mean, that's big.
That's big.
There's a lot of seed names out there.
Uh-huh,
there's a lot of different flavors. I'm sure many have been discontinued that I don't even know of.
There aren't. As far as I know, the Himalayan sea salt and vinegar.
Sure.
Which, by the way, was actually my favorite. I love that one so much.
Yeah.
That was a little small batch, limited run that they did.
Sure.
And limited edition. And I had a case of those, and I'm on my last bag. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm on my last bag. And
Frame it.
Anyway.
Well, I just meant in general. Like, there's probably been a lot of Chinook, or I mean, not just Chinook, but many different seed companies that have came and gone, and many different flavors that have also are now, not on the market anymore. And saying it's your favorite, or it could be your favorite seed ever, is bold. But
I think my little sister, I think that is actually her favorite as well.
Parmesan.
Yeah, followed by Hatch Chili, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I could get behind that. I really could. I haven't had a freshly opened bag. Which I know that this one has been sealed, kind of.
It was half sealed. Just so you know, the big bags, they seal up. The small bags don't. And I didn't get finished with that one. And I folded it over, and it was in my office for quite a while, just folded over where the hole was to dump the seed. So it wasn't like the oil was rancid or anything, but it was a year old.
Right.
So
maybe some of that, seasoning loses its punch a little bit.
Its savor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could get behind that claim. I do. I think I agree with
this. The parmesan is very noticeable.
It is.
It has a little bit of a kick.
Uh-huh. And that, if I would say both the parmesan and pepper are very, it's perfect amount of each.
Okay, they go down to Smokehouse Barbecue. Right now, I think these may be my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, Hatch Chili was my favorite, and Smokehouse, I think, is my favorite now. Most barbecue seeds that you ever eat have a more savory flavor. Now, if you ask me, on almost anything that I eat, I prefer savory to sweet.
Okay.
I'm not a real sweet guy. These have a more sweet flavor than normal barbecue, and yet I like them so much.
Mm-hmm.
They write, these could be our second most favorite seeds. Real simple barbecue taste with monster seeds might convince you it is an occasional bite of steak. Now, this is one that blew my mind. I had never thought about this. Throw in some Hatch green chili seeds with your handful of Smokehouse Barbecue, and it's like eating a fajita.
I tried it.
Oh, you did?
I tried it. Yep.
No way.
Well, I mean, I just tried these barbecue ones maybe about 30 minutes to an hour ago.
Is that why you were so you? I didn't know why, but all of a sudden you were like singing Spanish. You're like, "Estoy aquí comiendo fajitas."
I became Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A little reggaeton. What turned him into a reggaeton artist? Chinook Seeds.
Chinook Seeds. The Hatch Chili and Smokehouse Barbecue did it.
Yeah, but although to be clear, I'm not sure fajitas is a reggaeton thing, right? Fajitas. Well, that'd be like more of a Mexican thing.
See.
See, that, first of all, that was really good Spanish. Secondly, I haven't tried it. I got to do that.
Okay.
Okay, cinnamon toast.
I haven't tried them.
Not my favorite.
Okay. Like, okay. When you say not my favorite, is that like a
favorite? It is a quality seed for what it is.
Okay.
I know people who this is their absolute favorite.
Wow.
I know a few people right in the small town in which we live that they love cinnamon toast. It is like what they do. But again, maybe that's because it is sweeter, I'm not so much on sweet.
Sure.
Now, have there ever been seeds that were sweet? I don't mean sweet like the Smokehouse Barbecue, but that I liked.
Like an actual treat sweet.
A treat sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was Biggs that had a salted caramel.
Spitz.
It was at Spitz?
Maybe they both had one. But
they had
a salted
caramel one that actually was like a dessert.
Really good.
And I really liked those really ones, good. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I had those a few years ago. I didn't even know they existed until my buddy brought them to a fall ball practice, and it was perfect. I mean, the weather was just starting to get nice and crispy in the evenings, but still warm. You know, the sun's still warm on your face.
Okay, this will be the first time that I've ever said this.
Okay,
on Good Take Bad Take, what they wrote here is exceptional take. This is exactly how I feel. It says, at first glance, a cinnamon toast sunflower seed sounds a bit odd, and that pretty well describes our experience. These were not our favorites. We are sure there are people that will like the sweet seed flavor for munching at a baseball game, but not us. Nothing about these tastes bad. It just doesn't line up with what we want out of a seed.
Okay.
Bam!
Respectable.
Right there. I thought it was a respectful way to say, meh.
Yeah. Not our thing, but it could be. Somebody else could really like it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do think if you ever get one of their mix and match online, you always have to get one. You got to get one cinnamon toast because I think sometimes put a little bit of that in, just a tiny bit, do it, and then hit the savory again.
Yeah.
Oh, it draws it out.
Plus, it's unique. Who else has a cinnamon toast seed, you know?
Not that I know.
Right.
Now, everybody has a dill pickle seed now at this point, and you are a dill pickle guy. Like, you're all into the dill pickle. In fact, for your wedding this year, I may end up just getting you a case of dill pickles.
I wouldn't complain. Grillo dill pickles, I can just reach in there and eat them.
Okay.
They don't need to be on anything. They don't need to be dipped in anything. Just straight up eat them.
You also, you're an undergraduate student, so for your graduation, I may just have to get you some of those.
Pickle galore.
So it says, we did not get a chance to try the dill pickle. We would expect them to be pretty good considering it's one of our favorite flavors in other brands. Chinook's larger seed type might make the experience even better. The funny thing about the dill pickle, it actually is not quite as flavorful as some of the other dill pickle. This is one area where I actually would like a little bit more of the dill pickle flavor.
Sure.
But again, like the nuance of Chinook is one reason that people like them, including myself as well. But when you get to the bottom of the bag, you get a little bit of that seasoning at the bottom. I put the whole thing, I pound it, and then just enough of that tartness comes out, and woo, you get a little bitter beer face.
Pucker up a little.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pucker up in the face, yeah. Right. So
thank you.
After eating too much of the spicy stuff, then, you know. Hatch Green Chili. It's funny, in this article they show a picture of Parmesan and pepper, but the Hatch chili was my first favorite one, and it's got a little bit of spice. It's not overbearing if you put a lot of them in your mouth. What actually comes through is it almost has the same effect as if you had just a touch of vinegar, where it, like, you know, almost like through your nose you can taste it. Really like it, and the stuff at the bottom of the Hatch chili packet is also it is top notch.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yep, really is.
I like the Hatch green chili, or I guess it's just Hatch chili now. It kind of had a similar, you know, the Sun Chips, the garden salsa or whatever that flavor is. A
little bit.
Similar, like a green version of that.
Yeah. What's interesting is when I did give you a little bit, And it wasn't really as even – I didn't feel like it was as flavorful as it normally is. Now, right after that, we opened up the bag of Smokehouse, and you could see that on the Smokehouse seeds, there was almost like you could see it crusted on there, like the flavor.
Yeah.
And the Hatch chili didn't really have as much on this one. So I don't know. I don't know if in that small batch it just wasn't as much.
Sure.
I don't know.
Maybe you got to shake it around, you know, get the seasonings all spread around.
And then they mention the Chinook original. So what they don't mention, and this is the tough part, because, again, if this is in 2024, January 22nd, 2024, I would expect the Parmesan Ranch and the lemon pepper. So you have
Jalapeno
Ranch. What did I say? Parmesan Ranch?
Yeah.
The habanero, the ghost pepper ranch. Okay, so the jalapeno ranch. Tell me what you thought about it. And in the meantime, hand me that lemon pepper.
Yeah.
I'm going to open that up because you've never had the lemon pepper.
What I thought about which one again?
The jalapeno ranch.
The jalapeno ranch. I got one of their variety packs where you get to choose every single bag. I think I get 10 of them. Got 10 of these bigger bags of seeds. And so I chose two jalapeno ranch because, one, I love ranch, and two, I love jalapenos. So it seemed like the perfect duo. So it was the first one I opened when I just got my shipment in today. And I was not disappointed at all. I think it's got a really fresh taste from the jalapeno that's also a bit spicy. And then that ranch kind of smooths it out, makes it a little creamy. It's really kind of a spicy ranch is what I would call it. I thought it was really, really good. And now I'm going to dig into this lemon pepper.
You dig into that, and I'll talk next. So, lemon pepper was, I wasn't entirely sure whether I'd like it or not like it. And so, yeah, so you're wise. You're shaking it just a little bit. I'm always afraid if I shake it, I'm not going to mix the seasoning on. I'm going to shake more off. I don't know. So, It's not as lemony as I thought. I would like a little tartar lemon to it. It's very smooth.
I was going to say, this tastes like the Spitz cracked pepper. I don't get any lemon.
It's not as peppery, though, as the Spitz.
It's not.
So it's not spicy. This is really compelling radio, by the way, just chewing seeds on air.
Right in the mic.
Hmm. So let me ask you this while we're trying out the lemon pepper. So, I did so many seeds growing up. And then I was chewing a lot of seeds, and you get people that chew with the cup, you know.
Right. Indoors.
Yep. And they have to, you know, spit every seed into the cup. I'm one of these that does a whole bunch at once. So I put all of them in one cheek. I can put a massive amount in one cheek. I split, and I move the shell to the other cheek. Then I move to the next one. I do all that. Not everybody can do the transfer like that and hold them and then get rid of them all at once. Are you a transfer guy or non-transfer guy?
I can transfer if needed.
Minor leaguer.
Indoors, like I do it because, you know, it's kind of your only option. But I prefer to – I put a bunch in the mouth at once, and then I prefer to chew, get one out at a time, get the seed, swallow the seed, spit the shell out, and then get a new one in. I like to – that's my preferred method. But if I'm inside, like right now, I probably got five shells sitting on the other side. So I can if needed, but it's not my preferred method.
So as baseball, what do you think? He's spitting them out. He can't even hold them in the other cheek for two more minutes. He looks like he's just left a frat party, and he's, like, bent over the garbage throwing up. That's what it looked like.
I know. My bad. I kind of wish there was a little more lemon in there.
That's what I wish, a little more lemon.
And, you know, that might be achieved by a sprinkle of lemon juice in there.
I don't know. We can always reach out to the Chinook company and say, hey. Now, none of these, I think, are as good as my Himalayan sea salt and vinegar. Oh, gosh, I love that
one
so
much. Those were really good.
They were really good. So I guess what it is they hit you, the vinegar hits you on that the same way I wish the lemon would hit you on that.
Yes. Yep. Bingo.
It's not overly vinegary, but it hits you enough.
And I don't even like a salt and vinegar chip, but I really liked those seeds.
Yeah. So, okay, we go back to the fact that this was January 22nd, 2024 by Bat Digest Chinook Seedery Review. By the way, you can buy ChinookSeedery.com is a great place to do it. You can buy them there. You can get them on Amazon. There are some stores you can get them, depending on where you are in the country. And I'm working right now to get these on at the ballpark right now, where I go for college baseball. So, which is Washington State University. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Okay, so overall, good take, bad take.
Let me go through their list again really quick.
Okay, as you do this, I'm going to call it, it's a good take, I think, overall. An exceptional take, I think, on the way they describe the cinnamon toast.
Okay.
And at the same time, maybe an incomplete take, because they don't have a couple that should have already been mentioned in this list.
Right.
If this is 2024.
Yeah.
But I really like, actually, because, hey, seeds are what they are, and they don't profess to be something that they're not. They straight up said that this is what we like.
Yeah.
So I think that that's good.
Yeah.
So overall, I think it's a good take, maybe a little incomplete.
I think it was exceptional. I think it was a good take as well. I wish they tried the I wish they had the jalapeno ranch on here, and I wish they tried the dill pickle, because those are two that caught my eye when I first browsed their the Chinook Seedery website. Perused.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Perused. You kind of glanced over. You. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. We can say that.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go good take. I do wish they tried the dill pickle, especially. That's usually my go-to seed. And I think that if that was ranked, then it would make me either more excited or maybe a little less excited to try it, because I still have yet to try it as well.
Wait, why?
Because I haven't gotten into it yet.
Bust it open. Come on, man.
Okay, all right.
Live on air. Bust it open. These things are gonna get gone fast enough, I promise you. Yeah, Thomas is a pickled dude. So
big pickle guy.
He is big pickle guy. Okay. Yeah, so while we're live, you're sitting here trying, dude, you just grabbed the lemon one again. Wait, is that jalapeno ranch or is that dill pickle? Okay. I'm like, why is he's worrying too much about trying to put them all back in the box. Yeah, you ripped that open nicely. One straight rip. Okay, here we go. This is the... Oh, you got to do a few more than that, dude. The dill pickle. Come on, man. Oh, I'm... Okay, I'll do some, too. Put them around the mouth. Let it hit your tongue. Mm-hmm. Let it hit the front, the back.
It's kind of like wine tasting.
Yeah, and then you sniff, you swirl in your mouth, spit. Nuance,
I agree, but good. It's just different. I'm used to a Spitz dill pickle.
Yeah, but really strong.
Mm-hmm. But I think that this is worth it.
I think it's better.
Sit at a ball game and get down into the bag a little bit, and then we'll come back. We'll do an update at a future good take, bad take.
Okay.
When you get to the bottom and you get all the stuff, the sludge at the bottom. Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, it's good.
I bet it's fantastic.
All right. Well, with that compelling radio and baseball upon us and amazing sunflower seeds that we can spit here, crack, spit, pound through.
We're not sponsored, by the way. But we should be.
We should, at this point, we probably should be. I should say that they've been very gracious to me on a number of fronts. So they have actually, when I took seeds to my Little League, they actually provided them for me.
Cool.
Like they bought them. They sent them to the Little Leaguers.
That's awesome.
You know, so, I mean, I stump enough for these guys.
Right. Right.
So, anyway, good take, bad take. Thanks so much for joining, and we'll be back probably very soon with another baseball-related thing. It's Center National Pastime and the best sport that was ever created.
True.
So, all right, thanks so much. Have a good one.